Hey, it's Arlie, and you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We're here to boost you up and inspire you to soar as you move along your creative path. If you'd like to stay up to date with everything Creative Journey, you can follow me on my Facebook or Instagram accounts at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Hi there, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. I missed a week because life got in the way a little bit and kind of took off on me. So I decided not to rush myself and to take my time on this next one. So I did not record last week. So I'm back here with you this week, feeling super jazzed and ready to go. Sometimes we have to let ourselves off the hook a little bit when it comes to creating consistently. And so that's what happened last week is I just decided, you know what, I just need to take a little bit more time with this one because it's all about happiness. And it's one of those subjects that I feel needed a little bit more time, but also I just needed to sit with it for a bit. I actually didn't prepare any notes at all on this one. So this is like just completely off the fly and some of my thoughts and ideas about what happiness actually is and if indeed it exists consistently. Happiness. I spent many years of my life and existence being told to just be happy. Why aren't you just happy? And I fought against it and resisted this feeling of, well, why can't I just be happy? Or what is it about happiness that I'm resisting? And I believe that happiness does exist, but in a realistic world, I don't know if I believe fully if it exists 100% all the time. I think we'd be fooling ourselves if we thought happiness was achievable 100% of our days, because there are so many more emotions in human existence that we feel probably within every minute, and sometimes for some of us it might be even in the seconds. Happiness is achievable, but I believe it to be in fleeting, gorgeous moments. I think if it happened all the time for us, it would become fairly boring and we'd miss out on a lot of the other colors in our life and in our psyche that show up and allow us to feel the gamut of what it is to be human. Because as humans, we should understand sadness and grief and torment and angst and anguish and joy. and all of the other good ones that come along with happiness. To be just happy, I believe, is to kind of stop ourselves from actually living a fully human experience. So my writing today is called Happiness, and I hope you get a little bit of something from this. It's one of my other favorite writings. It's kind of a big one. It comes from existing in a relationship, again, where I was told I should be happy all the time, and blamed excessively for experiencing many other forms of human emotion. And it actually brought on a ridiculous amount of anxiety and panic for me, because I actually started to believe that something was wrong with me because I didn't feel happy all the time. And in that experience, I was told who I should be and exactly what I wasn't. And what I didn't realize at the time was that my experience in this realm, in this human existence, is greatly colored with all of the colors versus just a primary blue, a primary red, and a primary yellow. If that makes sense. I talk about this a lot in my singing lessons, is when we sing, we can express through very basic primary colors. So like red, purple, blue, green, yellow. Sorry, purple's not in there. My bad. That's not a primary color. Or we can express ourselves through all of the colors. So if you think of a crayon box, you see, you know, 5 different colors of red and 7 different colors of blue and purples and grays and blacks. And I believe if we like think about this as an actual way to maneuver through our lives, we might actually really delve into some beautiful new parts of us that can be discovered. I do not believe life to be a simple blue nor a simple red, so it's always interesting to think of, you know, soundscapes and feeling and emotion as color. So I am going to read to you some words about happiness. Happiness. In my eyes, this haunted word bothers my inside so. Does it exist all the time as fleeting moments go? To take one bit, deep in the soul, preciousness it brings. It lasts a while and flows forward like wind under feathered wing. To want for happiness all the time can be a big request, as human emotion comes in many forms, uncontrolled at best. To say your goal is to have just one stops you in the fray. The human form emitted verifies so many during the day. Do not strive for a happiness that might not exist, solely as one soft place to land, to take within its midst. So free yourself from the unrealistic ideals that it brings, and celebrate all of the feelings your wild existence sings, to feel joyous, grateful, contemplative, sadness, fear, light, tragedy, grief, loneliness, love in the highest highs. I wish for you, deeply, greatly, to let all emotions flow. And do not strive for happiness as the only attainable goal, for without the others, strength and tenacity surely cannot be found. The darkness, too, has a place in you, forged brimstone from the ground. It has its place set at the table in this handsome life. Not one immune to tragedy. Without darkness, there can be no light. Happiness can be gifted moments around our lifetime strewn, a tapestry woven of all emotions, the vast landscape that is you. So that was my writing on happiness. And as a creative myself, I don't think I would be where I am today if I didn't feel grief and tragedy and loss. My writing would be much different. I also don't think that I believe in the ideal of the suffering artist. I don't necessarily believe we need to suffer all the time in order to make great art, but I do believe that we can maneuver through some of the hard feelings in life and some of the darkness and actually be just fine on the other side, and realize that it probably pushes us into understanding happiness and joy on a higher level. So when we get to experience the darkness and the tragedy in life, we also get to experience a greater joy and happiness when it shows up and wants to walk with us down the path. So, I'm feeling fairly okay with all of that. I don't know about you. How about you and your happiness? How does it show up for you? How does your darkness feed your joy? How does it work for you? What comes through for you? Sometimes when I think of happiness, I think of birds in the wintertime, and I don't know why. You know, it's 40 below and they're just clinging to the little branches outside, and they're, you know, just living life, and although the weather be harsh, they still survive. And then spring comes and their song gets louder and brighter and more lovely, and the appreciation is deeper. And so as I'm sitting here and I'm looking out my window, I'm watching these sweet little birds face what they know they're gonna face this year, which is the oncoming of probably a fairly frigid, cold existence for the next 5 or 6 months. And we're heading into the womb of darkness. And they're just still going to be clinging to those little branches and just surviving until that beautiful spring comes and they can sing again with joy in their hearts. And maybe we could take a little page from their book too. I think so. I want to thank you for joining me today. I am so happy that you do. And again, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can reach me at www.arleycox.com, or you can reach me on my Facebook or Instagram. And I'd be super happy to have a conversation with you about creativity or about happiness, about joy, and how it maneuvers and weaves through your life. One other thing that I notice is that I'm really trying not to take myself super seriously lately, and I have had some outrageously beautiful medicinal laughs with some of my girlfriends over messaging between each other. And when I don't take myself so seriously, I think it allows others to open up and joke around a bit too. It is probably one of my greatest joys in life to be a little bit of a joker on the side of this creative, serious texture that I give to you guys every week. And I find freedom in it, and I also find deep creative rivers. And it really allows me to stretch the edge out a little bit more on my creative endeavors. So I encourage you this week to maybe have a laugh with a good friend, not take yourself so seriously. In your work, you know, it's an opportunity for us to share with others and grow and spread love and joy, even, you know, working our 40-hour a work week jobs. Clocking in and clocking out, we have the opportunity to affect each other in ways that bring light into the world. And so I encourage you to feel those places of joy and share the light and share the beauty. And it's another perfect place for us to practice our creative natures in and show others that they can too. I'm so glad you joined me this week. I can't wait to talk to you soon.